LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 16th of March, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll hear from Sandra Medeiros and Melissa Wee of Naked Goddess Productions. They're appearing in Daniel McIver's play, A Beautiful View, on now at Kitsilano Neighborhood House. Plus, the usual call board, and we'll fill you in on what's going on in theater this week, and lots and lots and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So I kind of lied off the top of the show because we're not really live today, at least I'm not. At this particular moment, I'm in the PAL Studio Theater in Cole Harbour, putting the final touches on Harvey, a play that by Mary Chase that I'm performing in, along with Bernard Cuffling and the rest of the Western Gold folks. We got five shows going on this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, so if you get a chance, come down and see us. So there's not going to be a lot of me on the radio today. I didn't really have a lot of time to pre-record much of the show for today. So it's going to be mostly music. But I did get a chance to have a conversation with Sandra Medeiros and Melissa Wee, the cast of A Beautiful Mind by Daniel McIver. That's also playing this weekend. It's at Kitsilano Neighborhood House at 7th and Balsam, produced by Naked Goddess Productions and directed by the great Tamara McCarthy. Sandra and Melissa dropped by our studios last week to tell us all about it.
Beautiful View. It's just a very simple, lovely story about two women who are very different from each other, but who come together, and it tells their story and their journey over the years.
Yeah. So what kind of journey do they go through? Like, how do they meet? How does it start? And what's the meet cute?
Oh, it's a very meet cute. They meet at a camping store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And one is looking for a job and thinks the other one works there. And
they have conversations about camping and working and they have an automatic draw to each other for some inexplicable reason.
Uh-huh. I read somewhere that there's something about bears that comes up.
Oh yeah.
Bears is a big theme in this play. Yes. It's a big theme. We actually had a lot of conversations before we got into proper rehearsal. You know, we did some table work and we talked about this idea of this bear in this show and whether or not it was a real bear or a metaphorical bear, mm-hmm. we had different opinions about that, but, you know, we had lots of discussions with our director, Tamara McCarthy, and we all got on the same page. So, yeah, but there's lots.
So, like, you the characters actually go camping together and...
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Camping's a big, it's a big activity in the show.
Yeah, so bears, camping, and music play big themes in the play.
Yeah. They're the things that we connect over that bring us together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So are they both musicians, or are they just like the same kind of music, or?
I mean, wannabe musicians. We don't just say that because we're not actually musicians. It is something they talk about in the show, you know, why there's this desire to, you know, music is this way of expressing themselves. But, like, you know, neither one of them is really, like, all that great.
The love and the passion for music is there.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of fun that Melissa and I went to see a concert just because the characters talk about this one particular band called Superchunk. Uh-huh. And Melissa noted that they were coming to town, so we actually went to see Superchunk.
And I mean, we're very sorry, Superchunk, to say that neither of us had ever heard of this band before. We read it in the play, and it was just such an interesting coincidence that they happened to be coming to Vancouver, and they played at the Rickshaw a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So we went and there's a whole scene in the play where we're at a concert and we're talking, and we just... relived that whole scene right there at the Rickshaw Theater
with
Superchunk playing.
They were great. They were a great band. So that was a really
good... They are great.
That was a good bonus.
They are great. I'd never heard of them, and they're actually fantastic. So that was a bonus that we learned about a new awesome band.
So, lots of bonding.
They make an appearance in the play. Their music does anyway.
And you're playing at Kids House.
Yes.
That's not a usual venue. I know there have been theater shows done there in the past, but it's not a typical venue. Why did that come up? Why did that be the place of the choice?
I just had seen a show there and thought that it was going to be good for our show.
Yeah.
I think it will be great, but it's a little bit of a challenging space as well for us.
Yeah.
Because it's not a typical theater venue. But we have some great designers on board, and they're going to transform it into our world, and it's going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Great.
There is we are in a bit of a space crisis, right, in Vancouver in so many
ways. That's
true. You know, I mean, we're going through a housing crisis, but, you know, there's artists are facing a crisis of, like, finding studio space and indie companies finding spaces to put on shows affordable
performance space and rehearsal space.
We just ran into someone on the way in here, and she wanted to know we were rehearsing because she said rehearsal space is so hard to find.
Yeah. And for indie theater companies, you know, you have to have it to be affordable, right, and accessible. Well, we've been very fortunate with this play because we've been able to rehearse in this large common room space at my co-op that I live in. So we've been lucky with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah.
You know, get a director who lives in a co-op or in a condo, and you've got rehearsal space.
You just make it work. Yeah. You just got to make it work.
Yeah, you just need to be creative and look at different non-typical venues, I guess.
Yeah. So what have you learned from doing this play?
Well, we both learned to play the ukulele.
Yeah.
We really lucked out. Like, we went into this, and it's in the play. It's written in the play that we have a, you know, there's a scene where we play, well, we won't spoil anything, but, you know, there is a scene where we play the ukulele.
Yeah.
There's another scene where Sandra's character plays a guitar, and, I mean, neither of us play any instruments, and we didn't coming into this process, so we were like, okay, well, this is one of the challenge, right? Like, it's really fun to have a challenge in a new show. I always like having something thrown at me that I've never done before, because then you're just, like, forced to figure it out. But we totally lucked out because we ended up with a stage manager, Nico DiCecco. He's a good friend of mine, and I've worked with him before. And we lost our sound designer kind of midway through the process. So Nico really, like, stepped up because, you know, we had toss that idea around, and I had worked with Nico before, and I was like, oh, he's super capable. He can totally do it. But he also came along, and it hadn't even occurred to me, he came along with the added skill of he's a self-taught guitar player. And so he's been teaching us, you know, in rehearsal, he's been teaching us to play guitar and ukulele, and it's been fabulous to have, you know, in the room who knows that stuff.
Yeah. He's been amazing. So patient and just...
so patient.
So helpful. He's been great. But it's been terrifying for me personally, having to sing and play something that I don't play. Mm-hmm. And he's been a godsend, really.
Well, that's the sign of a good stage manager. Whatever you need, they'll provide it. You need ukulele lessons, you'll get them.
We decided that the subtitle of this play is going to be, it's going to be A Beautiful View, parentheses, Ask Nico, because it feels like whatever we need, he can just do it. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's like a magician.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. It's strongly directed, strongly acted. It's we've got an amazing team in place, and we just really, really want to share.
Actually, I do want to say a couple of things about your director, Tamara McCarthy, because I've known her for years.
Yes. Tamara's the best.
Yeah. Tamara and I were really great friends in high school, so we've known each other forever. And she is fantastic. She's really great for this play. And we're all having such a great fun time. Like, it's good. Fun and
and
it's been a really great journey.
I mean, I really hope that, I think that's something that's really going to come across, is we spent a good deal of time in our first we did a couple of early rehearsals before we went into our full-on rehearsal period, and we really just spent time getting to know each other and talking and catching up and checking in about, and not even addressing the play for the first hour of our, day. And I think it's made a really big difference in, that's what this relationship is all about.
That's what the relationship in the play is about. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's just getting to know each other. So.
Yeah. So the relationship is so important.
Yeah.
I think there's just, Daniel McCover's writing is so good, and there are some references that you can place this play in a very particular time, just with musical references and places but the nature of the relationship, what makes his writing so great, is it's very timeless. And and I was surprised. I mean, I saw this play 10 years ago, I think it was produced here. It was the last time it was here. And I was surprised at how, you think things get dated. I think, especially these days, contemporary work gets dated much quicker than period work or classical work. And I was surprised at how, it just really held up and how relevant it is.
Very relevant. Stands the test of time. It's love, it's relationship. Mm-hmm. It's something everyone can relate to.
Yeah, universal themes that never get old.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both very much for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I need about 2 seconds of absolute silence. A Beautiful View by Daniel McCover is playing at Kitsilano House, which is Kitsilano Neighborhood House, which is at 7th and Balsam in sunny Kitsilano in Vancouver. It runs from now until the 25th of March, and tickets are available at theaterwire.com. Well, in the interview, they mentioned a band called Superchunk, who are featured in the play itself, discussed in the play, and also they went to see them when they played at the Rickshaw. So let's hear Superchunk.
uncle, the rumor of witchcraft is all about. I think you'd best go down and deny it yourself. The parlor's packed with people, sir. I'll sit with her.
And what shall I say to them? That my daughter and my niece I discovered dancing like heathen in the forest?
Uncle, we did dance. Let you tell them I confessed it, and I'll be whipped if I must be. But they're speaking of witchcraft.
UBC Theater and Film presents The Crucible by Pulitzer Prize winner Arthur Miller.
Join us March 15th to 31st for the last play of the season at the Frederick Wood Theater.
Theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Hello, I'm Ashkan.
And I'm Nathan.
And we're residents from Orchard Commons working on our student-run production of the musical Rent.
Rent follows the story of a group of young and hopeful artists and musicians in New York City who are under the shadow of HIV and AIDS.
The show explores issues such as race, queer identities, substance reliance, and poverty, while shining a light on friendship, compassion, and love.
The show opens the weekend of March 23rd. Tickets are $10, and more information can be found on our Facebook event page, Orchard Commons Presents Rent.
Also, look out for our booths around campus for ticket sales.
Miss Beth Ditto, frontwoman of indie rock band Gossip, on March 28th at the Imperial. Ditto will be performing tracks from her debut solo album, Fake Sugar, with special guest Shun. Tickets are available now at livenation.com.
Lost alone in Hollywood. miles and miles on this highway. Just keep on pushing through another day. Well, I get so tired, but I can't sleep. So I pray the road my soul to keep.
To me. I like the way you make that sound when you're grooving just for me. And I know you make it right. Yeah, you make it right. Looking on down that line. Oh, when the sound comes around, looking all right to me. To me.
Translation? Discorder Magazine's March issue is coming in like a lion, but it's not going out like a lamb. The issue is hitting the streets at its over 100 distribution spots, made possible by our fearless advertisers, The Rickshaw, Mint Records, Timber Concerts, Blueprint Events, The Rio Theater, The Cinematech Theater, Massey Books, and the Alma Mater Society. If you prowl around Van, you'll be able to read up on Man Up Vancouver, its wild success and 10-year anniversary celebration, an interview with Shindig's majestic winner, Mama Rudgal, how the Poetry is Bad for You reading series captures your soul, a poem submission by cherished Cree Métis writer Samantha Nock, and, of course, a full harvest of album, podcast, and book reviews and live show reviews of local bands. Translation, forever local, forever free, always salty.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama Dora
and
guest
Ben.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Okay, it's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. You've heard us talk about Opera Pro Cantanti. Well, they are starting a new initiative. They want to attract some new singers and rebuild their company. They share a common love of opera that brings them together in an informal atmosphere to learn and perform great opera. Rehearsals are generally Sunday evenings, occasionally on Thursday evenings. There is a small membership fee which covers production costs and occasionally performances. You can start this weekend, Sunday evening, 7 o'clock. They meet at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main, 215 East 17th Avenue. Starting at 7 o'clock, no experience is necessary. Just show up and start singing. And all singers capable will be offered roles. No audition required. If you want to find out more, you can get a hold of Richard. His email address is rgw.opc@gmail.com. The Ignite Youth Festival is coming up in May at the Kulch. There's two shows that are calling for auditions right now. One is called Venus and Moon by Tom Cater Todd, and that requires actors between under the ages of 26. This play is an exploration of the relationship between Venus and Moon, two characters with both gender-open characters who love, bicker, and discuss the big mysteries in life. Simply honest and deeply poetic, this piece allows us to escape to a different world and question the constraints we as a society have made for ourselves. And that is in conjunction with another play called Inside the Box. Events after a tragic incident on New Year's Eve, a small but tight-knit community turns to a Catholic church to grapple with their aftershocks of the event. The auditions for that are happening on Sunday, March 18th at the Kulch, which is at Venables and Victoria, and that's for the Ignite Youth Festival, which will be happening in May. If you want to find out more, you can email Sof Sogstad, SOPHSAUGSTAD @gmail.com, and you can reserve an audition spot there as well. There's a national campaign to find actors for a piece called Mouthpiece. This is being produced in Toronto by the quote-unquote collective. They're scouring the country for two female-identifying performers of diverse backgrounds who are up for a major challenge. Mouthpiece demands a high level of physical and vocal skill, a strong sense of rigor, and a keen awareness of dance and movement. Note, this is not musical theater. You need not be a musical theater artist or an opera singer, but a talented female who understands performance, movement, and music and is willing to take risks. Auditions in Vancouver are happening on Sunday, March 18th at the Kulch. The Kelowna Actors Studio is coming to Vancouver to hold general auditions for their 2018-2019 season. That'll be happening at the Post at 750, which is 750 Hamilton Street, at the end of the month, March 30th and 31st. You can find out more, get a list of what their season is going to be, and get details on the auditions by going to kelownaactorsstudio.com. And deadline for application is March 19th, and you'll be informed by March 21st if you're selected to audition for Kelowna Actors Studio. Pardon me. Bard in the Valley in Langley doing Romeo and Juliet in June, and they are going to be performing at three different outdoor venues in Langley. The auditions are happening on Sunday and Monday, March 18th and 19th at the Douglas Park Rec Center in Langley, and they are looking for performers with musical talent who are encouraged to bring an instrument, and you may also be asked to follow a short martial arts style workout routine, so dress accordingly. You want to find out more? Go to bardinthevalley.com. We got some Vancouver Fringe Festival stuff already. This is called Mirth on Earth by Blake Kindred. It's a zany musical comedy that mixes elements of Philip K. Dick, William Blake, William Shakespeare, and the Bible. That's for the Vancouver Fringe Festival, which is happening September 6th to 16th. And the auditions are on Sunday right here on campus at UBC. To get involved, you just submit a headshot and resume along with a video of a vocal sample and a short acting sample. And you send that all to this email address, nembulon@gmail.com. We've got the Royal Canadian Theatre Company doing Line by Israel Horovitz. That's happening in May. The auditions are March 25th at the Space in Surrey. Looking for four men between the ages of 20 and 40 and one female in late 20s or early 30s. So that's Royal Canadian Theatre. Dalliance Theatre Collective is doing a show at the XY Lounge at Butte and Davie. The show is called Boy, and the auditions are happening March 25th at Carousel Theatre on Granville Island. You can go to Dalliance Theatre Collective at gmail.com to find out more about that. They're planning to enter the piece for the Queer Arts Festival this summer as well. Beach House Theater in Crescent Beach, auditioning for two plays. One I know quite well because I was involved in a production of it last year. It's called Rumors by Neil Simon. It's kind of a wacky farce in tuxedos. It's very elegant. That's happening in August, along with a play for young audiences called Miss Electricity. And those will be taking place at Blackie Spit Park in Crescent Beach. The auditions are at the end of the month, March 26th, at Alexandra Neighborhood House in Crescent Beach. And you can contact Beach House Auditions at gmail.com or go to their website, Beach House Theater, to find out more. Shemanis Theatre Festival on Vancouver Island are holding auditions for Glorious, the story of Florence Foster Jenkins. Looking for a strong comedic actor-singer who can sing classical music badly with enthusiasm to play a part of Florence, and also a pianist in his early 30s to play her accompanist Cosme McMoon. And you can send your applications in to vcaldwell@shemanistheatre.ca or just go to their website, shemanistheatre.ca, for more information. Shemanis is also auditioning for Outside Mulliganer. No, Mullinger. Mullinger. I'll never get that right. The production runs in October. The auditions are March 26th at Carousel Theatre, and they're looking for four actors, two men and two women, roughly in age from 35 to 75. Irish accents are required for that one, and you should at least be able to say Mullinger there. I did my best. Perry Ehrlich's group, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, their auditions are coming up late March, early April for the Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance summer program for performers between the ages of 9 and 19 who love to sing, dance, act, and perform. It's kind of a summer theater camp that happens at the Jewish Community Center at 41st and Oak. You can go to jccgv.com for more information about that. And finally, the Something Extra Collective is doing a show called Pageant, a musical parody. And this is a show that's going to be happening at the XY Club, XYYVR, at Butte and Davie. It's scheduled to be up in August. And they're looking for six male comedic actor-singers who move well in heels. Looking for male actors between the ages of 20 and 36 who can play female beauty contestants. The contestants should be played as real as possible. The more specific, the more particular the actors can make them, the funnier they will be. The auditions are on April 7th, and you can find out more by sending your application to somethingextracollective@gmail.com. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments in the past, you can check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. We got lots of great programming coming up this afternoon. And don't forget at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Make sure to catch me and the rest of the Western Gold crew this weekend in Harvey at the PAL Studio Theater. Have I mentioned that enough yet? Okay. And don't forget, Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.
Initiative to give more voice to local women artists and musicians. Mixtapes is a Vancouver-based biannual mixtape featuring women-identified musicians and sound artists from the Pacific Northwest. The Spring 2018 edition will be coming out on May 10th, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. Women-identified artists are invited to send their submissions to btchtapes@gmail.com. The release fundraiser will be held on May 10th at the Redgate Review Stage, featuring artists selected for this edition of the cassette.
This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
Let's see, let's go, 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 let
lọdun owo yen solayo ni gbogbo ton doko ni wura o jowo mo wo re sire tore ji won tapa re baka buro a ma se wu wa ibaje ma se keje olote ona toro yen lo ladun ko jowo mo wo re sire ore ji won tapa re baka buro ma se mo daru ma se keje olote iwa rere yen ni fokan eni bale I'm a shame, I'm a shame, I'm a shame.